We kept in at work from 18 to 28 and 38 cattle all the time.
Cows and calves
in the book. Uh-huh. Sell a crop of calves nearly every spring or fall.
Did you call that animal a bull?
Huh?
Then? Did you call that animal a bull?
Yes, sir.
Then? All the time?
Them days we called him a bull, but I can remember when the family was sitting around talking at night about a bull, they wouldn't say bull, they'd say that surly.
Uh-huh.
But God, the women folks, nobody else don't pay that no mind. Or stud either. I remember when I was a kid, they'd say stallion. But now it's stud.
Huh. Stallion is a polite term, huh?
Yeah. Like that quarter horse boy of mine, his wife was up the other night. Well, a week ago, this coming Sunday, they went to Yukon out there looking at the quarter horses. And she said to me, bar none, you know what that word means? I guess you'd know it better than I do.
Bar none?
Bar none. Run him against anything in the world, anything in the United States. He's a bay horse with a white face. Cost you $2,500 for him to breed your mare.
Mm-hmm.
And she's telling me, says, we've seen a lot of bar none's colts. We didn't see him, but we learned that they'd gone up to $2,750.
Yeesh.
For 62.
And
I said, well, I guess that leaves you all out. She said, I say so.
That is, if the mare takes or not?
Yeah, no, if she gets a foal, or if she don't, you pay for it, but you can keep breeding till you're satisfied if you'll follow her up each year.
Uh-huh.
You can't skip a year and come back and get you a foal. But if you just stay with him, you just, I guess, go from now on.
Uh-huh.
Of course, man won't do that. If he tried one or two springs, get a mare foaled from certain horses, they're going to quit him. Because they don't want to miss their colts, don't you see?
Uh-huh. What do you call a calf that's lost its mother?
Orphan calf.
And when a cow is going to have a calf, what do you say it's going to do?
Just a minute. When she's getting ready to give birth to a calf, she's going to calve.
Uh-huh.
Right now, the next day or two, she'll have a calf. That's what they say.
What do you call a horse before you get him broken?
Well, I'll tell you now, there's two ways to figure from that. If he's run to the pasture, and never has been kept around anybody, just growed up out in the pasture, he's called a bronc.
Uh-huh.
But one that's raised around the lot and you're using his mother, and you just say, well, he's not broke. He won't be any trouble to bring. And you can catch him, because of him being around there, you've more or less had your hands on him. More or less had your arm around his neck. You got him about half. Started to tame down, don't you say? So, he's just unbroke. He's not called a bronc at all. You get one out of the wilderness and out of the ranch place, and he's a bronc. Boy, and you get something on him, you'd find it out too.
You mentioned burros. Did you have these ponies with the big black or brown spots on them? Were they common?
No, we had what we call paint ponies.
That's a spot?
Two colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've owned them.
I guess the Indians used to like those, didn't they?
That's their favorite color of all.
Hmm.
Yes, sir.
Why was that? They just liked the color? Or?
Well, a lot of times they call them Indian ponies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They liked that. Yeah.
Now these Indian ponies, did they ride those barefooted? Or?
Yes, the Indian don't care pursuing a horse.
Hmm.
they don't have too much sympathy for an animal. They starve it. They want him, they like him, they used to down here. These Mississippi Choctaws had them too. The government gave them Spanish mules, you know. Well, they trot them back as far as the town, like who would be wore off as flat as that.
Huh.
Part of the time they feed them, part of the time they didn't.